What do you have against chain mattress stores anyway?
Well, it's funny. In my neighborhood, there are a lot of stores, a lot of restaurants, cafes. And on 72nd Street, which is not far from my home, on one side of the street, there is a family-owned mattress shop that's been there for, I think, over 100 years. And directly across the street is a chain mattress store, which opened, I suspect, right across the street as a way to compete with the family-owned store. And I have purchased all of my mattresses and all of my bedding things at this family store over the past 25 years. And it's a throwback to a different era. When you walk in, they recognize you. They keep your records on these paper index cards. So if you say to them, hey, what was that pillow that I bought 2 years ago? They look it up and they find it for you. And there's a level of service and a level of sort of personal connection that you feel. And then there have been times where I've actually walked across the street into the chain mattress store because I was curious to see what the experience was like there. And I can tell you it is impersonal. It is aggressive. It is everything that I don't want in a shopping experience. So that is why I, in this book, talk a bit about the chain mattress store and this family store right across the street. I wanted to capture that dynamic between sort of an old world way of operating and a new sort of more commercial, anonymous type of environment that we're living in.